Just as they reached the island, however, a steamer appeared on the horizon. It seemed to be heading right at them. Everyone hid behind the boats, and the ship passed, close enough to hail, seeing nothing in the gloaming. For some reason, Cushing changed his mind about the prisoners and cut them loose in the canoes without sails or paddles. What makes these words terrifying, even if we make every allowance for Trump's bluster, is that he has the power to make them true. America's nuclear chain of command grants a president absolute authority to launch preventive nuclear strikes whenever desired. In 1974, as his presidency was capsizing, Richard Nixon reflected that, "I can go into my office and pick up the telephone, and in 25 minutes, 70 million people will be dead." The first sign. When the angel appeared to Brother Branham, he told him how he would be able to detect and diagnose all diseases and afflictions, that when the gift was operating, by taking the right hand of the patient, he would feel various physical vibrations or pulsations, which would indicate to him the various diseases from which each patient was suffering. Germ diseases, which indicate the presence and working of an oppressing, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, spirit of affliction, can be distinctly felt. The basic mechanism of clearing or payment is the so-called blockchain, a chain of blocks. Simply put, a blockchain is a digital registry that everyone can look at. Every transaction, including all the monetary units ever carried out, are registered there, saved in blocks, and linked up, like in a chain. That is why these currencies are called cryptocurrencies, because the cryptic code is the essence of this virtual money. Routine fasting is a great way to gain control over your physical urges and impulses. Remember, fasting is not starvation. If you try to starve yourself when there's food around, at some point your willpower will give way to your body's need for food, unless you have severe anorexia, which is another matter. Fasting, in contrast, is voluntary, controlled, and limited in time. If you practice it properly, it will become a habit. Jonas and Robert Ofjognik are very different, but still have a lot in common. There is a boyish quality to the two of them, says Christian Salomon, a member of Oriflame's board. They are fair and decent, often reserved in the company of others, but on the other hand, will never compromise to reach their goals. They have a youthful interest in adventure and trust their hunches. Their hobby is their work, he continues. Both of them could be playing golf and enjoying themselves in the way many business executives do at this stage of their lives. Reagan had uttered variants of the last sentence many times before, but the first sentence was new. It was quoting Franklin Roosevelt's call from his 1936 renomination acceptance speech that the New Deal generation had a rendezvous with destiny. Reagan's appropriation of one of the great communicator's most famous phrases could not have been an accident. The entire speech had been directed at one audience. There's not a policeman in sight, not a carabiniere either. No one could imagine problems with civil disobedience from a demonstration organized by people who had done nothing all their lives but work. A single town traffic cop wanders alertly through the piazza with the quick, short steps of a jackal.